Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenoft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Lamed Aleph. Chapter 31 is the last of the three chapters that describe Chizkiyahu's attempts to cleanse the Beit HaMikdash and restore the sacrificial service. This topic takes up 82 psukim. None of it is recorded in Kings 2 at all. But as we have learned, Ezra was intent on emphasizing the connection of the kings of the Davidic line and their commitment to the Beit HaMikdash. Our chapter picks up right where we left off in chapter 30, whose last verse informed us that the Kohanim blessed the people and Hashem listened to their prayer. Our chapter begins, Ukechalos kol zot, yatzu kol Yisrael hanimsa'im la'arei Yehuda, v'yishabru ha'matzevot, v'yigadu ha'asherim, v'yinatzu et ha'bamot, v'et ha'mizbechot, mikol Yehuda u'binyamin, v'efraim u'minashe, ad l'chalei, v'yashivu kol b'nei Yisrael, ish l'chazoto la'areihem. When all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out into the towns of Judah and smashed the pillars, cut down the sacred posts, demolished the shrines and altars throughout Judah and Benjamin and throughout Ephraim and Manasseh to the very last one. Then all the Israelites returned to their towns, each to their homestead. The people's zeal derived from the joyous celebration, and they made every effort to purify the land from foreign forms of worship. In the parallel account in 2 Kings, the emphasis is a little different. Hu heisir et habamot, v'shiber et hamatzevot, v'charet et ha'asherah. He, Chizkiyahu, abolished the shrines and smashed the pillars and cut down the sacred posts. When the two verses are read together, a fuller and more coherent interpretation emerges. It is not that Chizkiyahu did it himself, as it is recorded in Malachim Bet, but that he gets credit for inspiring the people to take action. Then Chizkiyahu set up the divisions of the prophets and the Levites, their proper order, each man, in accordance with his service, for the priests and for the Levites, for the sacrifice of burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to serve, to give thanks, and to praise in the gates of the camps of the Lord in the temple. At this point, the division of the priests and Levites into watches was merely an abstract memory, as the temple service had not actually been performed in many years, and the temple had been left mostly deserted. Now it was necessary to renew the service and restore the previous order. Chizkiyahu's actions remind us of David, who established the Mishmarot of the Leviim and the Kohanim when he prepared for the temple. This is described in two full chapters in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, the first book of Chronicles, because of how significant David's preparations were. The priests and Levites were divided into 24 Mishmarot, watches, which rotated for duty in the temple. Each Mishmar division was then divided into seven Batei Avot, family groups, each of whom served on one day of the week. Then Chizkiyahu donated from his possessions for the burnt offerings in the morning and evening, as well as the burnt offerings for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, and the festivals. But in the Talmud, in Menachot, we learn, Et korbanai lachmai li'ishai tishmeru, shiyu kulan ba'in mitrumat halishka. Command the children of Israel and say to them, my food that is presented to me for offerings made by fire, of a pleasing aroma to me, you shall observe, tishmeru, to offer to me in its due season. The term, you shall observe, is written in the plural form, which indicates that all of the daily offerings should come from the collection of the temple treasury chamber. If the money for the communal sacrifices had to come from communal funds, how did Chizkiyahu donate from his own property? We must explain that the king would have first donated the money to the temple treasury and then it went to the burnt offerings. Chizkiyahu then ordered the people, those that lived in Jerusalem, to be conscientious in giving truma and the tithes to the Kohanim and the Leviim so that they might devote themselves to the Torah of Hashem. The people obeyed the king. As soon as his command was strengthened, the Israelites gave in abundance the first fruits of grain, wine, oil, and honey, and from all of the produce of the field. The people were so enthusiastic that they brought far beyond the requirements of halacha. An exact amount is not specified, rather that the people gave in abundance. The children of Israel and Judah who lived in the cities of Judah, they too brought the tithes of cattle and sheep and the tithe of consecrated items that were consecrated to the Lord their God and laid them in piles. In Sivan, the piles began to be established. Throughout the summer, as they gathered in their crops, they separated from them the gifts for the priests and the Levites, and in Tishrei, they were completed. Vayavo Yechizkiyahu v'hasarim, vayiru et ha'arimot, vayivarchu et Hashem v'et amo Yisrael. When Chizkiyahu and the officers came and saw the piles, they blessed Hashem and the people of Israel. Matsuda David explains that they blessed Hashem for having inspired the people to be so generous in their giving. Chizkiyahu was shocked at the enormous quantities which he found. He suspected that perhaps the Kohanim had not taken any of the produce for themselves, and he wanted an explanation. Vayomer elav Azaryahu HaKohen HaRosh HaBeit Tzadok. Vayomer mehachel hatruma lavi beit Hashem achol v'savoa v'hoter ad l'rov ki Hashem beirach et amo v'hanotar et hamon hazeh. The chief priest, Azaria, of the house of Tzadok, replied to him, saying, ever since the gifts began to be brought to Hashem's house, we have been eating, been satisfied, and had left over in great amounts, for Hashem has blessed the people. So Chizkiyahu ordered that storage chambers be set aside in Hashem's house, and it was done. They faithfully brought in the gifts, the tithes, and the consecrated items, and the chief official appointed in charge of them was Konanyahu the Levite, and Shimi, his brother, was his deputy. Verses 14 to 19 describe other appointments made by Chizkiyahu that deal with the other aspects of running of the Beis HaMikdash. This behavior is reminiscent of the preparations that David HaMelech had instituted. Some of the jobs described are obscure, and the commentators struggle to identify and explain them. It is not unexpected to find the details in these verses to be challenging. They are describing institutions and procedures which have not been experienced for many centuries. After listing all the positions and assignments in the priestly cities, we are told in verse 20, Vayas kazot Yechizkiyahu b'chol Yehuda, Vayas hatov, v'hayashar, v'ha'emet, l'fnei Hashem elokav. Chizkiyahu did this throughout Judah. He acted in a way that was good and upright and faithful before Hashem as God. Chizkiyahu made sure that those matters which were of particular concern to the Kohenite cities were attended to. He also did what was necessary and important in the lives of the people. He really was an excellent king who was concerned with the best possible governing of the people. Malbim wants to elucidate what good, upright, and faithful means. Vayas hatov b'mitzvot shebein adam l'makom, v'hayashar b'dvarim shebein adam l'chaveiro, v'ha'emet b'emunot v'deot. Tov refers to the commandments between man and God. Yashar refers to the relations between man and man. And emet is that he is true to his beliefs. You might recall that in chapter 29, at the beginning of Chizkiyahu's reign, the verse only states that Chizkiyahu did that which was yashar in the eyes of Hashem, but did not mention tov or emet. Rabbi Moshe Eisman suggests that Malbim's explanation helps us understand these omissions. At the beginning of his reign, the only significant issue is his relationship with Hashem. But now, the assessment of his reign is more than just the king's personal relationship with Hashem. It's also about the relationship with his subjects. So Tov and Emet are mentioned here, but not in the beginning of Chizkiyahu's story in chapter 29. Our chapter ends by telling us, U'b'chol ma'aseh asher heichal ba'avodat beit Elokim u'batorah u'bamitzvah lidrosh le'elokav v'chol levavo asah v'itzliach. And in all the things he undertook, whether it concerned the service in the house of Hashem, the Torah, or the commandments, or seeking out his God, he involved his whole heart and prospered. This verse reminds us of a similar one about David HaMelech. Vayhi David l'chol drachav maskil, v'Hashem imo. David was successful in all his undertakings, and Hashem was with him. Hashem smiled on Chizkiyahu's efforts, as he had once done for David. The stage is set to bring Chizkiyahu's messianic potential to its anticipated climax. Let's see what happens in the next chapter. This shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern Mincha Yehudi Bat Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivat Zion left an indelible mark on her many students.